Dave Foley on Today FM.
Playing music you love. Good afternoon. Raise my name. There's my friend JP.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
Oh, back from holidays, feeling fresh, feeling nice. Loving the sound of just, bizarrely, loving the sound of Justin Bieber in the afternoon.
Like, what? You are a fan of Bieber. Well, you like one or two of his songs. Come on.
What has happened to me?
Off for a weekend holidays, what are we going to miss? We missed Oasis, missed Robbie Williams, missed the college football, missed WWE smacking.
Smackdown.
Smacking down. In Dublin. Missed the kids going back to school. Actually, some of them are back to school and some of them aren't. The secondary schools all went back. My eldest has started secondary school. We can do bizarre, like the things that they're doing in school these days, the subjects. It blows my... It wasn't like that in my day.
What was the weirdest subject your school did?
Oh, probably... science. We weren't big believers where I grew up. We're still not, actually.
Right.
Yeah. We're not...
evolutionary question mark.
There's big questions to be asked. There's a lot of big questions that are not being answered by the mainstream media.
Lamestream. You know what? It's woke nonsense, right? It's absolutely
sheeple. Sheeple is what they are out there. No, we're not big believers in experts or science. Let me get some of the subjects that my eldest is doing. He's in first year. Oh, it's breaking my heart. And he's such an amazing kid.
I think home economics was the most exotic extra subject we had in our school. And I did it because it was an easy one.
Chemistry was probably the most adventurous because it involved like Bunsen burners and whatnot. But our school, because we were all animals, our school didn't let you use the Bunsen burners or the acid or any of that.
What?
The teacher would do it and we'd watch and take notes because we were animals. He was like, they're going to kill each other.
Well, we had access to individual Bunsen burners, but I mean, I wouldn't have trusted us either.
The tubes were there.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, the pipes where the gas came out?
The orangey, rubbery pipes.
That was there. But we never...
You never got to light one.
In the entire time I was in secondary school, we never got to use one.
We did, but I would say in 50% of the science classes I was in, somebody got sent out of the room for messing around during one of the experiments.
See, that's the thing. We're going to... If there's a chance you're going to burn the educational premises down or continue, you know... Or take away the Bunsen burners from the children. You'd go for the take away the... I mean, we did fine. We all turned out fine.
Well,
except for science. Do you want some of these subjects to
go
do
on
now? World beliefs.
Excuse me?
World beliefs.
Well, that's religion, isn't it? We did religion.
Is that what it is?
World beliefs. Did religion.
Well, I thought it was more, what worlds do you believe in?
Oh,
I believe in Mars.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in...
You were a great advertisement for your school.
Klingon. Yeah. Klingon's from Klingon. Is that the...
I think so,
is it the world that
Klingon's... Which is a bit weird,
from?
Isn't it?
Was it Klingon? The Klingons were from Klingon.
Klingon was the language.
The Klingon... There were Klingons.
Was the... Like, in Spain, they speak Spanish. The country isn't called Spanish.
So it's Kling, is it? The boys were from Kling. Klingons.
Home planet. Well, it's not Vulcan, because the Vulcans actually... Now that you say it, the Vulcans were from Vulcan also.
The Klingon homeworld is Kronos.
Right.
Also known as Kronos or Kling.
It was Kling. That was in there, up
tell
there for
what,
dancing, I tell you.
Couldn't get your hands on a Bunsen burner, but you know your Star Trek. I know me Star Trek. I spent more time with Jean-Luc than I did with my science teacher, and it shows to this day.
It really does.
It stood to me. Do you want some more of these subjects?
Go on, please, yeah.
Social, personal, and health education.
What?
Social.
So, hang on, but it's all under the umbrella health education, but some of it's for social and some...
Social and personal and health education. I don't know.
We had a civics class. I remember we had a civics class for about
civics.
A year. I still have no idea what that was about.
They've got that here as well. Civic, social, and political education.
I tell you, this sounds very complicated.
I wouldn't have a breeze. I can tell you, every plot point and character from Star Trek The Next Generation...
Yeah, you can.
They've got information technology, which, as far as I'm aware, is Control-Alt-Delete, or turn it off and turn it back on again. They're doing a whole module in that. They're doing vocabulary enrichment program.
English. That's called English, lads.
No, they've also got English. So this is a different thing. Vocabulary enrichment program.
So that's just where you learn new words.
I think so. Like,
that happens in English.
Kronos. Kling.
This is all a cod. Absolute cod.
It's woke nonsense is what it is.
Guys, this is all absolute woke nonsense. And you know it is.
Oh, get this one.
Go on.
Irish.
Get out of here.
Oh, here's another one for you. Geography.
Do you know what?
It's woke nonsense.
It is, guys.
Oxbow Lakes. Scree. That sounds like a let out of the Klingons. Scree, he works in the...
He works
in the mess hall.
Yeah.
With Whoopi Goldberg. This is Today FM. Giving me, this is Today FM. We're playing the music. You love having a good afternoon. Yeah, actually, the kids are all that boring. What do we have in my day?
Oh, I shouldn't look at all. I'm having a my day. Oh, back in the old days, back in the 90s, when I was in school, there was the reading, writing, and arithmetic. And a piece of religion that we had. Reading, writing, arithmetic, and religion.
And art, of course. Art history, there would be big ones. Woodwork in our day as well.
Didn't have woodwork in my school.
You didn't have woodwork in your school? Yeah, they'd let us have hammers and saws in our school.
Right.
Like, they had, in the woodwork room, they had this massive machinery. Not just saws, but, like, these huge things that would go up to the ceiling. I had no clue what they did. And they'd let the animals use those, but they wouldn't let us use the Bunsen burners.
Yeah, because you set fire to the school.
With the Bunsen burners?
Yeah.
But we could chop our arm off, and it'd be... Actually, we wouldn't mind that. As long as he's chopping his own arm off, it doesn't matter. 0874 100 102. The subjects that the kids are doing in school these days are the Bunsens. Who's that over there? Owen's there, Owen.
Come on, Ray. What's the crack? Welcome back.
Thanks.
I hear yourself and JB chatting about the Bunsen burner and that in school.
Well, in our school, we weren't allowed to use the Bunsen burners. So any of the experiments in science... Even chopping up the frogs or the worms and all of that. That was all done by the teacher. Like the scalpel.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to remember if we did chop up a frog or not.
I don't think it was a frog. It was a worm, I remember. And the teacher would do it all because we were animals. They couldn't trust us with weapons. The teacher would do it all and then we'd sit and take notes or we'd just sit in the labs and read the books, like the science books. Sorry, Owen, go on.
We done something in college there. Big gang of plumbers. We were all acting the dodge. We were allowed to use the...
Hang on, what? Plumbing college?
Presumably, yeah.
So I presume now in college you're not, you know, 12. You're big boys, yeah?
The lecture room, what have you, for our tea one afternoon.
Okay.
And we decided that'd be great crack to make an acetylene bomb. So we filled up a...
Make a... What did he call it?
Acetylene bomb.
Make a bomb.
Yeah.
Awesome. This sounds like a great idea, boys. Yeah, this sounds cool. Yeah, go on, away you go. And before we go any further, by the way, don't do what Owen does. Okay, don't make a bomb in college.
Make an acetylene bomb.
Okay.
So we filled up a black bag full of oxygen and acetylene. And obviously, the more oxygen you have in it, the louder the bang.
Obviously.
But nobody would light the bag, because obviously it'd be dangerous to light the bag. So what we did
Good
was... Thinking. We,
don't light the bag.
Because, safety first, Owen. Safety first.
The clue is in the name.
When you're making a bomb.
First word, acetylene. Second word, bomb. Bomb go bang.
Lit a small fire at the bottom of the table.
Yeah, I should do light a small fire cool. In college. Yeah, yeah, okay, this is going well.
Lit a small fire at the bottom of the table, the bench.
Yeah.
And, we poked the bag about 6 foot away from us.
Yeah.
Down on top of...
Well, safety first, boys. Safety first. Poke it away from you, yeah.
Down on top of the fire. And the noise of the place, actually, the noise of the bang, actually...
Well, it's an explosion.
Made all the teachers in the canteen all worry and evacuated the whole premises. Obviously, our instructor would have got into trouble, so he had to pretend he knew nothing about it, and that was us banned then from ever sitting in during lunch.
Yeah.
But sure, look, it's all a bit of crack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Love the show.
Hey!
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Cool that they're able to hear and send a voice note in from Mountjoy Prison. I think that's what phones and the access.
You can't even make a bomb in college,
come on.
Guys.
You can't make a bomb in college. You're creating memories to last a lifetime. Sure, isn't that what college is all about?
Yeah.
Woke nonsense.
It's woke nonsense.
It's woke nonsense. Any more magical college memories you want to share with us this afternoon? 0874 100 102 and Sabrina Carpenter. Adam Levine and the boys. This Love Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray's here, JP's over there.
Hiya.
And, we were very basic in secondary school. Now the secondary school kids, my big boy, my eldest, just started secondary school and the subjects are wild. We were very, very basic. English, Irish, maths, woodwork, tech drawn art, history, geography, science. And it was in science, I think, that they did it, but they were chopping up the earthworm. Chopping up things, though. I'm a fainter. I'd be gone. I'd be out of there on a stretcher.
We did no dissection whatsoever in our biology classes.
This is it. We had to just, back in our day, back in the dark ages, guys, we were doing biology in a ditch. To school through the fields with no shoes on. 0874 100 102. Some people chopping up animals in school. Absolutely crazy, Carrie. Katrina's there. Katrina.
Hey, Ray and JP. Right. Talking to college, I did science in college back in 2001, 2002 there along. And in second year, I did zoology. And in the first week, we got a rat. Ooh!
She did zoology and they got a rat. Okay. It sounds fair enough given the subject.
And he was bleached white. Now, that was probably for like health and safety reasons, but I just remember, week on week, we dissected the same rat.
I don't think as a zoologist you should be chopping up animals. I think you should be feeding them and mucking them out.
But you got to know what you're dealing with. You got to get inside, right?
Don't be bleaching rats and killing them. I think you should be looking after them more so. I mean, I don't go to Dublin Zoo with the expectation there's going to be loads of chopped up rats in there.
Over and over again, like his intestines, his digestive system. Week on week, we dissected the same rat. Over and over again, like his intestines, his digestive system, 1 week, whatever.
And what was the story? Like, did you just like stitch him up and apologise and say we'll see you again the same time next week?
And then you had to like put a tag on his foot and put him back in the fridge for next week. Oh, it's horrible. Anyway, lads, love the show.
Hey! I've got more questions.
I guess you're saving on the amount of rats you're getting through if you're reusing, recycling.
You're getting all the various, learning about all the, like the heart and the lungs and whatever this. But would you, sorry now if you're eating your dinner.
I mean,
would he not go off?
Oh no, she said, didn't she say they put him back in the fridge?
Yeah, in the fridge. But like,
maybe it was the freezer and then they defrost him before the class.
So you need to put him in the microwave then, Katrina, for 30. Is that rat ready yet? He's looking awful white. Stephen's over there. That's not Stephen, is it? No, it's Liam. Sorry, Liam, go on.
Hey, Ray.
Hi, sir.
Science class related one. A buddy of mine was dissecting pig's hearts on the Friday before the midterm in science class. He decided to throw a chunk of it in his pocket. I was going to find the victim out in the yard at lunchtime that he was going to fire it at.
All right, yeah, classic. As you do, yeah. That sounds perfectly reasonable.
Unfortunately, forgot all about it. Put his jacket in the locker. Went on midterm for 2 weeks of the finest sunshine that Ireland's ever seen.
Oh no.
Came back on the Monday morning, threw on the jacket and was walking down the hall, put his hand in his pocket to find the remnants of the heart nearly crawling around.
Oh no, you dirty
pocket.
You dirty thing. Absolutely disgusting, carry on. 0874 100 102. Oh, was that Stephen over there? Stefan?
Hi, Ray. Yeah, we did. We had Bunsen burners in our place. We used to make toast on them. I'm sure, why not?
You used to make toast on your Bunsen burners?
I don't like when you use gas for barbecues and the food comes back tasting
very
gassy.
Gassy, yeah.
Gassy toast. Yeah. Not a fan
just
of gassy toast.
A toaster to biology.
Stephen is psycho.
Cheers.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
That's put me right off now. It's put me off my toast.
Pig's hearts, gassy toast.
I was going to have some wrapped pig toast for my lunch. Stay on Today FM. I've got a lovely prize actually for you in a couple of minutes. I'll tell you who you can win.
Ray Foley on Today FM.